And those of you who are seeking holiday pleasure might look for it in places with seasonal names, say Christmas, Florida, Santa Claus, Indiana, even Snowflake, Arizona. You don't even have to leave home to enjoy Rudolph, Wisconsin. For most of the year, the tiny town of Rudolph, population just a few snowflakes north of 400, is best known for the cheese factory off Main Street. But around Christmas, people around the world covet a Rudolph, Wisconsin postmark on their cards and letters.
The stamp actually says Rudolph, Wisconsin, home of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's Becky Trebatowski. She's the town's postmaster. And it's her job to rubber stamp each piece of mail with an illustration of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
People send their Christmas cards in an envelope with a note that says, "Can you please postmark this and send it out?"
This is a tradition that started in 1945, and it really took off after the Rudolph animated television special aired in 1964. Things really got crazy this year because it is the 50th anniversary of that special.
Normally, this little post office would send out maybe two trays of mail, you know, about maybe 1,000 pieces. This year, we sent out 36 trays of mail.
That's a lot of mail. Now, Rudolph, Wisconsin was not actually named after the reindeer. The name honors Rudolph Hecox. He's the first child born in the town in the 1850s. But that has not stopped Rudolph from going head over antlers for its red-nosed namesake.
You know, we incorporate some fireworks and a lighted parade, and Christmas here in Rudolph is really a very delightful little town to be in.
Delightful sure sounds like it. Rudolph, the town in Wisconsin, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.